to go to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory, the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. You may be seated. How does God want you to know him? How does God want you to know him? What we see in our text from Hebrews tonight, and what we see in this celebration every year, is this. God wants you to know him as a man. He wants you to know him as a man. He created human beings in his image. Now, he wants you to know him in his image. God spoke, Hebrews tells us, throughout the centuries. He spoke in many ways. He spoke through prophets. God communicated through miracles. He communicated in all kinds of ways. Jesus told the account in Matthew chapter 21 of how a vineyard owner had let out his vineyard to some others, and then when it was time for the harvest to be reaped, he would send one of his servants to come and reap the harvest, and the workers that let out the vineyard would kill the servant, take all the harvest for themselves. That happened several times. Finally, the vineyard owner sent his own son. And you know what? They killed him too. They killed him too. God spoke in many ways. And those ways were rejected. Those ways were not heeded. People didn't want to know God. People still don't want to know God. But God speaks. God wants to be known. God has not left you alone in this universe. He speaks. And he has spoken ultimately through his Son, Jesus. God, who is holy, absolutely unique, the only triune being, one being with three persons in that one being, totally unique, and those persons all totally in love with one another, and God wants you to know him. He wants you to know that love. He wants you to know the love that God the Father has for God the Son and has for God the Holy Spirit. And they all love each other. They love each other beautifully, infinitely. That is where love originated, in God. And God wants you to know him. So Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 says, in these last days God has spoken to us in his Son. God has spoken in Jesus. How do you know God? Jesus, over and over, you know, they would ask him, Jesus, show us the Father. Jesus said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Jesus said, I am how you know God. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Now, our text in Hebrews says seven things about Jesus. And these seven things kind of summarize his entire career to this point. Jesus was appointed heir of all things before eternity began. Jesus was the heir of everything. Second thing, through whom God made the world. Jesus is the creator. The creator of this world is not some generic God. The creator of this world is Jesus Christ. The creator of this universe is Jesus Christ. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Jesus. There is no true God other than Jesus. Jesus has revealed God. He is the heir of all things. He is the creator. Third thing, he is the radiance of his glory. The glory of God is known, is seen, because it's radiated by Jesus. can't know God any other way than Jesus. Fourth thing, he's the exact representation of his nature. That is, Jesus is the very essence of God. You know, somebody who says, well, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus, they are lying. They are lying. If the God that you believe in isn't Jesus, then what you're believing in is a demon. Or maybe a figment of your imagination. Jesus is the exact representation of God. Number five, he upholds all things by the word of his power. Jesus is the providential God who upholds all things. Jesus upholds everything in the universe. He upholds it all. Do you know, if it wasn't for Jesus, this planet would not survive? If it wasn't for Jesus, the law of gravity wouldn't work? How would that go for you? If it wasn't for Jesus, the seat you're sitting on wouldn't hold together? He upholds all things by the word of his power. He is the one who providentially sustains it all. You know, this is not the time to follow the science. This is the time to follow the Savior. He sustains all things. Sixth thing, he had made by himself purification of sins. Jesus' death on the cross. The purification of sins. There is no other purification of sins. Your sins cannot be purified by a religious ritual. Your sins cannot be purified by your efforts or your works. Your sins cannot be purified any other way than the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross. There is no other way for sin to be removed, for sin to be forgiven, for sin to be purified. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have your sins forgiven. No matter what any other human being might say. Purification of sins is only through Jesus. And the seventh thing, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of majesty on high. Jesus was crucified, he was buried, he resurrected, he ascended, he is at the right hand of the Father. and he sat there and now intercedes for all who believe in him. As a result, Jesus has become much better than the angels. You know, angels are very powerful, awesome beings. Did you ever think about it? The baby in a manger, which, by the way, was a stone feed trough. The baby in the manger was more powerful, more awesome than angels. That's something to think about. The whole rest of the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus is far above angels. He's above Moses. He's above the law. He's above the Old Testament priesthood. He is above everything. He is above everything. Yes, even in the manger, he is God. He is God. If you've never trusted Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, for your personal salvation, that could be the very best gift you would ever receive. To believe upon him and receive that salvation that is in Christ. If you have received Jesus as your Savior, realize you have God. Eternal life is knowing God. You have God. The one who created it all in you. That's something to think about as you meditate on the person of Jesus Christ this Christmas. God has spoken. And the word he spoke was the word made flesh. It's Jesus. God has made himself known in a man. God has given you light. His light. The light of himself. And may that be the light that we reflect this Christmas season. May that be the light that we shine all around for those who need to know God. You only know him through Jesus. Heavenly Father, now as we light these candles, Lord, I would pray that the light, Lord, that comes from you is the light that would shine. These candles but symbolize that truth. Thank you, Lord, that you want us to know you. You love us, and you know us. And so may that loving relationship of eternal life be what we share together here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.